Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to the Spirit Within You Blog Talk Radio Show. The Spirit Within You is a metaphysical gift shop and sacred study center located in Las Vegas, Nevada, and the World Wide Web. As a sacred study center, our purpose is to support you in your spiritual practice. The Spirit Within You is simply here to spark the awakening process. We support you in the awakening process the following ways: classes, events, workshops, products, services, and coaching. I invite you to visit us at www.thespiritwithinyou.com, and that's you, as in universe.
Good morning, everyone. I am your host, Karen Marie Campbell, owner and creator of the Spirit Within You Metaphysical Gift Shop, located here in Las Vegas, Nevada. Here's where we say the gift is you. You're the one that you've been looking for. Joining me every Thursday at 11 o'clock is Lady Aset, otherwise known as Isis. She is my co-host, fabulous co-host and mentor. And to this whole month of February, our topic is pendulums. And last week we spoke into how to choose your pendulum. So if you did not listen to that and would like to listen to that, you can go back to our archives and click onto that link. Today's show, once you have purchased your pendulum, is about how to cleanse your pendulum and keep the energy of the pendulum as it was intended for whatever purposes that you're going to use it for. So Lydia said, how are you?
I'm great. How are you, Karen?
I am fantastic.
Oh, as always. And good day to Nevada and the people around the world. Well, we're going to discuss the pendulums. And the reason why we're going to discuss pendulums is because anyone that walks into the shop questions us about it. And we just thought it would help a little bit if we spoke about it and touched a few things about it and see how much you could take away today.
Beautiful, because all our shows are designed for educational purposes only. We are a metaphysical gift shop and a sacred studies. So that what that means is we empower you to seek beyond the information that we have given you and beyond the information that you have given yourself, or someone else has given you, so that you can expand your awareness and your consciousness, which is totally up to you, however you choose to do that. We're just here to support the awakening process. So thank you for that, Lady Aset.
Oh, thank you for having me, Karen. Okay, so we're going to discuss today about the cleansing process. Now, like anything else, especially crystal pendulums do absorb like regular crystals do. So you want to cleanse it once in a while because it will pick up energies that it's around. Have you recently purchased a dowsing pendulum? Well, you must clean the energies from the piece before you begin to use it. By not doing so, you are still harboring the energies of another within that piece. Always begin with a fresh slate and charge the piece to your own energies before you begin to ask questions.
So before you continue, yes, we did do a show on charging our crystals. So again, if you guys wanted to go back to the archive that Lady Aset and I did, as she goes over this with you, we still want you to know that if you want to know how to charge your crystal, that's a show we did that's in our archive.
Right.
So thank you, Lady Aset.
Okay, now we're going to work on making a lot of people like to use quartz crystal, and I'm one of them. The way you would cleanse it.
Can you tell us why you like to use? I know why, because you always talk into it for me. Oh. But for the listening audience, because you are a practitioner, you're a crystal master crystal practitioner, what is your personal preference on why do you choose the quartz crystal?
Oh, because my energy and the quartz energy mingle as one now. So whatever I'm channeling, because that's what it's all about, divination is channeling, okay, it will pick up on what I'm channeling because it is now a part of me and my energy field. That's why I don't, you know, when I have working tools, being crystals, I never allow anyone to touch my crystals because my energy and my programming is in that crystal, except for babies. Babies, I don't mind. Babies are pure. So they're always, you know, playing with my crystals. But technically, I really prefer not to have anybody work with my crystals or use my crystals because then I got to go through the process of cleansing, okay, cleansing, charging, clearing, and programming it.
And again, those were shows that we did last year. They're in the archive. And I offer to each and every one of you listening to our show to go back to the archives because we go more in detail as to how to charge and program your crystal once you've purchased it.
Right, right. And what I want to ask you, we have a lot of pendulums within the store, but you can also purchase them online. But what you're going to do with your pendulum, when you connect.
And I'm just going to give them the website. Oh. So that's www.thespiritwithinyou.com. And that's universe, because you are a universe within the universe. And if you don't understand that, that's quite okay. Just let that sit with you for a moment, because you are more than human. Again, you are more than human. Thank you, Lady Asset.
Oh, that was beautiful. It's beautiful. Okay, what you're going to do with your gemstone, okay, I'll discuss the gemstones first, and then I'll discuss other material. But what you're going to do, like any other crystal, there's many, many ways of cleansing it. First, you can put it in rice, especially brown rice will cleanse it. Second, put it on the running water, even in your sink, but you're going to visualize all that gunk going down your drain. Never, 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 never put a crystal in the freezer because you may have a crystal that has even a spark of water in it and it may burst. So no freezers.
That makes perfect sense to me.
Yeah, because a lot of crystals do have million-year-old water in it. You don't know.
That's like the amber in the store that we have with the incense.
Yes.
And the water.
The water.
And some of the
even
selenite.
The amber has
yeah.
the water.
Yeah.
So you got to be very careful.
Yeah.
Or you can bury it in the earth. Remember where you buried it. Put a little marker there.
Yeah, that would be me. Dig it up a hole in the backyard.
For one stone.
Oh my goodness, that's why I said it, Karen. Also, you can let the ocean run over it, but hold it tight because you don't want to lose it. The rivers are beautiful in cleansing your stones and your pendulums. Depending on the stone of the pendulum, you could put it in sea salt and water. You could put it in... Well, I mentioned the rice, didn't I? Boy, I'm losing my day today. And you could also breathe on it, blow on it to cleanse it, but you must say the affirmation. You are cleansed in the highest of vibrations of love and light, so be it. But in your own words.
So it's so important to end a affirmation with a clear understanding that's already done, like, so be it, blessed be,
right.
And so it is. So can you talk a little bit why it's important that when we're working with our crystals on our pendulums and whatever it is, affirmation or statement that we're making, why we end with some of those words?
It's like a sealant. It seals what you're doing with that stone and pendulum, that it is now cleared. There's a process also where you can program your pendulum. There's a process where you find your yes and no's. But the most important thing is you must cleanse your crystal pendulums. Only because you want your energy and the energy of the stone to be one. I mean, how is it going to work if it can't channel through you? And this is what it's all about. And using a pendulum is a simple way to access divine guidance. And they are very accurate.
Let's speak a little bit in that when it's being divinely working through you. I always tell people that everything that's outside of you is inside of you, one. And two, it's working with your energy. So wherever you're vibrating at, that's what's going on at that moment. So it's always, energy is always moving. Energy is always subject to change. So just being awareness, you know, this was a very important lesson for me to this year alone. I hear the phrase over and over, we create the reality, our own reality. And sometimes you challenge yourself and go, oh, really? But in the studies that I'm currently doing as a student, I'm constantly challenging myself. And yes, my energy and my outward reflection is what I created inwardly.
Exactly.
So thank
right.
you, Lady
so
Esther.
Right.
So it is important to be very clear what your intentions are.
Right. And when you cleanse your stone pendulum, now it's cleared with love and light enough that divine guidance can come through also. And this is what we mean by purity, okay? But the pendulum is a tool that is used to communicate with spirit by way of your higher self, okay, and your guides. And this tool can be used to aid you to make decisions about your healing. Now, you can't heal with a dirty needle. So why would you
Amen
try to heal?
To that.
Yeah, why would you try to heal with a dirty pendulum?
Or a dirty thought, meaning
right.
a thought that's negative.
Exactly. It is fast and easy ways to answer from the pendulum. But like I said, it has to be clear. And one way that you can constantly make decisions based on a precise method. Now, your pendulum becomes your friend. Your pendulum becomes one with you, and you must keep it within your energy field at all times. I always have my pendulums with me in my purse. My purse, it's really like a luggage.
Don't get me started.
And it's always with me. And an interesting use of your pendulum when it's cleansed is to find lost objects. And it could also be used to help you decide if a crystal is the right one for you.
So can you help me find my cell phone? I mean, I know where it is right now.
No, it's, oh, my goodness.
You know how I'm always losing it.
Yeah, you lose more than your phone. Love you, love you, love you, kiddo. If you are a person, though, who has been working on your spiritual growth, which is important, or your psychic gifts, which is important, this will be an aid to you as long as you cleanse it. The use of the pendulum is easy and is a matter of making the time to become competent. There are quite a few different types available if you want to buy one. Okay, my favorite in cleansing this, okay, is made of the crystal, of course, as I said. But be careful of the stones that you purchase. Research it before you put it in a salt water solution. Some will dissolve, like selenite. Some will not be able to handle the strength of the salt. drawing upon that stone. So before you do that method, make sure you check what your stone is capable of handling. Okay, like natural citrine when you want to cleanse it. Okay, like the one and other gems, some pendulums similar to this are very easy to buy. They come in a range of shapes and sizes, and the specific shape is not very important, as most pendulums work regardless of whether they are smooth or they have a number of sides. If it has a number of sides, is another story.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you're going to do the blowing process of cleansing that crystal, you would have to blow on every side of that crystal. Okay, you could also get a variety of different stones. If you have a ring on a chain or a ball on the end of a chain, like the one that I sometimes use, but I love sugarlight too because that's a beautiful stone to me. And that would be perfect as it helps to leave something to hold on to. Now you got to use, you have to, not only cleansing it, you got to see all the negative energy. And believe me, there's a lot of negative energy in the crystals when you purchase them.
And that's why at the Spirit Within You, not that we have negative energy at the Spirit Within You.
No.
But because we do our show from so many other places.
Right. You know, because you have to understand, before that pendulum crystal is put on that chain or rope, okay, it's handled by the ones who mine it.
I don't think I finished what I said. I meant to say that we cleanse it with a singing bowl.
Oh, yeah.
I just caught myself.
Yeah, well, it's all right. Better use it. And, no, that's what we do in the shop. Because you're not only getting, you're getting it cleansed and charged, it's experiencing vibrational healing, cleansing, sound healing and cleansing, and the metal in which it's being laid in for cleansing and healing. So that's why when anyone buys any stones in our store, we always recommend that they allow us to do so.
Right, that's correct.
And there's beautiful natural stones you can purchase. And as I said, please make sure you know what stone you got. Make sure you know what stone is able to go into any water, whether it be the ocean, the river, or salt solution, because some of them will dissolve. Okay, any stone that is a shape that is equal on all sides will also work. The main thing is to be able to attach it easily to either a piece of chain or a length of life cord.
We should do a pendulum making class. Just thought of it.
You're making me work again?
Yes.
Another one you're throwing up?
I think I slid it in.
Yeah, well, you did good, kid. That would be great, though.
Yeah, we would have so much fun.
I'm agreeing because she's got a gun to my head. So I have to agree.
Just a joke.
You could also you do divination with your stones, okay? You do lost objects with the stones. You could even, and this is an old thing, years ago, I don't know if they still do it, where a pregnant mother would lay down and someone would hold the pendulum over her stomach to let her know if it's a boy or a girl.
I've seen that way
that
back
nice?
In the day.
That's back in the day.
I don't see anyone doing that anymore.
I don't. I really don't. You know, and it's nice. Because you have to take nothing to figure it out.
Yeah.
And go for all those tests. I mean, this is accurate. You could also make yourself a pendulum chart. I got to always specify, cleanse that crystal. Now, as far as other materials, okay, like wood, metal, I don't use plastic. Plastic is not good. Plastic is don't like it. Okay, you can don't put the wood or the metal in salt solution. The salt will erode the metal, and the wood will absorb a lot of water and it becomes waterlogged, let's say. So you don't do that. I would bury them.
That's a good idea.
Okay, bury them. Now you're going to wonder, well, how long do I got to leave them in the ground? Well, remember something, Mother Nature, you know, doesn't work in 30 seconds. Okay, she takes her time, evaluates, all right? And when she finds what needs to be done, she does it. So I would recommend 4 hours or more.
Okay.
Okay, because now we know it's all cleansed. And any other questions?
No, I just wanted to remind our listening audience, if you want to listen to the previous shows on crystals, again, it would be this Blog Talk Radio that you would go to the archives. If you wanted to purchase your own crystals, you can go to www.thespiritwithinyou.com, or you can click into the link that's embedded in the description here, where you can go and purchase. It takes you right to the website. You could either use PayPal or credit card. It's very secure. And you can go purchase. Now, if you purchase yours and if you wanted to bring it in after listening to the show and it was something that you just didn't understand, Lydia Set and I are available to support you with that on Thursdays. Thursdays, either 1, 2, or 3 at the Spirit Within You, you know, you're welcome by appointment to come in. We don't charge for that. That's our community service that we give of our time. So if you have questions, there are some that can only come on the weekends. Those are people who we've, over the time, we've made that available to them because we know their heart and their spirit. So we support them with that. But for anyone else, we would like that you come in on Thursday, either 1, 2, or 3. And we would really love it if you call, because we do make appointments. We do get booked because it's free, because we are being of service to the community by doing these coachings for 15 minutes for free, just to center. A lot of it is around prayer and meditation. So if you're going to come to us and you're looking for something outside of prayer and meditation, that's another appointment for another time, and that's a paying consultation fee. Because of all our years of experience, we honor ourselves just like we're going to honor you and make sure that we have a lot of time for that, for you to sit and to discover what's going on. Because I truly believe all our answers are inside of us. So I'm not one of those who desire for you to keep coming back to me for the same thing, because then that means there's no growth and I'm not supporting you. And I don't like that. I'm one of those responsible coach where I understand the story and we know how the story ends because you're here. But let's turn the page. Let's write a different story. Let's come from a place of power. Let's not be victimized over and over again. Yes, it is a process. Yes, it takes time, and yes, we're here to support you, but we're not going down that road. We are moving forward from this day forward, where we are, to our magnificence, wherever you state you want to go. We're here to uncover what it is that you're wanting to do, but you do the work, not us. We're just holding hands and walking with you side by side, but you are doing the work. We are not in the business of quick fixing anybody, because you are whole and you are complete. And I want to make sure that we understand that before you come to us, you will understand that Lady Asset and I are no nonsense people. And we tend to be like that as New Yorkers. We don't want to spend time on something that's not supporting you, that's not going to get you anywhere. So let's not dive into the story. Let's move forward, just stay forward. What is it that you're wanting to do? If you want to do that, please call 702-658-2257. Our hours of operation are Tuesdays to Saturday from 12 p.m. to 7 p.m. On Wednesday nights, we do close at 6:30 because I am a science of mind and I am studying to be a licensed practitioner. I'm always studying, no matter what, I'm always studying. So I believe in, I agree to not know what I don't know and to always looking to learn more. and be open to, I don't know everything, nor do I want to know everything.
Yeah, I've the mystery is gone.
Yeah, the mystery is gone. So I encourage you to do the same thing. We're going to wish you peace and blessing as Lady Asset and I sign off for the day's show. Lady Asset, anything else?
Yes. How about we have our listening audience call, go on the webpage or email you or call in for show ideas.
That's a great idea. So if you're listening to the show, what you do in the subject matter, I want you to type in show ideas and then share with us what it is. We would definitely give you credit for it. And if you wanted to be on the show, we can definitely have you on the show. So let us know. And you would email us at customer service at the spirit within you. Again, that's you as in universe that resides in you and me.com. Customer service at the spirit within you.com.
Good.
And please go on to our event page. We have some amazing events coming up. We have our photography for free. We have it once a month. It's from 1 to 4. We have the Native American Blessing Ceremony, which is amazing, by a young man by the name of Sean. Saturdays, we have Kemetic Yoga. This Saturday, we have the Egyptian Mystery Schools with Lady Asset just talking a little bit. These are only a little bit of precursor for the bigger classes. We're not going into anything deep. And then we have aromatherapy class on aromatherapy and spirituality. So come and see us, check out. And we have our big event, Cryon, coming to Las Vegas. So if those of you who don't know Cryon, go into www.thespiritwithinyou and see Lee Carroll Cryon event. Click into it. We just did a radio show with our psychic medium, Linda West from Arizona. The show was phenomenal.
Yes, it was.
What Lee Carroll had to say just resides so deep into my heart. It made me feel good to listen to the show.
If I were you people, I would hurry up and get what other
and get tickets. My
tickets. It's going fast.
Yes. Every day we're getting phone calls. So please go on. And again, peace and blessing. And thank you for listening to our show. And we're going to sign off now.
Blessed be.
Welcome to the Spirit Within You Blog Talk Radio Show.